Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:29, it's The Fan, it's Stinky and Tierney. Tomorrow, by the way, I told you the guys about this last hour. Want to go hang out with Teak, Carl Banks, Bob Papa. The Blue Ale House from 7 to 9 tomorrow night in Riverdale, New Jersey. Little appearance by the esteemed Giants trio.
Radio preview.
Yeah, exactly. A little offense with Teak, a little defense with Carl, a little Papa with the mediation there. Everybody doing well? Go have a beer, say hi to those guys, and I can speak for my partner, though. He's yet to get me the jersey for my man cave that I asked him for 7 years ago. I'm still waiting.
It's sitting in my office.
He is very good at signing stuff, so if you have something that you want Tiki to sign, I'm sure Carl will do the same thing. Go fill up that man cave. Don't fill it up like Schwartz does when Peter Schwartz comes through with the a shopping cart full of stuff. Boomer, sign this. Tiki, sign this. But you can bring a couple of things. Have a little fun.
Who's the worst, by the way, Tiki, in the office that comes to you constantly with signing stuff? Because there's got to be somebody that's like a little bit over the top. Is it Evan?
No, Vicky.
It's sales, right?
Yes.
But that's
It's usually because it's for charity. There's something always going on. It's actually, there's not a ton of...
Who's looking for the freebies besides Schwartz?
I really don't get anybody here.
Well, didn't Evan have you sign some stuff for his father-in-law?
That was for his...
Christmas gift.
Was it Christmas gift?
I think it was.
It was.
Which, by the way, people were getting on him. I think that's a good gift.
Why not?
Well, people were saying he cheaped out. He just had a football. You signed it.
The value's a couple of hundred. Footballs are not inexpensive.
Were they real footballs?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was because I had to find a silver marker.
Oh, okay. Well, right? I know they were brown. It doesn't mean they were real footballs.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But either way.
It's a good gift if you're a Giants fan. I understand. Listen. And if you're a Giants fan, you love this guy and you love the fact that the G-Men are doing what the G-Men are supposed to do. That's play playoff games here. Of course, Julia Love's been with us all season, and he is back again as the Giants get ready for a little rematch from Christmas Eve, 4:30 on Sunday. Back in Minnesota against the Vikes. Julian, how are you, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
I'm so disappointed in you, Julian. So disappointed. You played every game. Brian Daboll on Wednesday said, hey, Vets, you guys are going to too many snaps. You're going to sit down, not play. I'm so disappointed you weren't out there last weekend. How did it feel to get a bye week at the end of the regular season?
Man, it felt bogus for me. That's like against my DNA. I feel like they knew. Like a few of us didn't dress. I was one of the ones that didn't. Was just inactive.
Yeah.
And that killed me because I'm like, let me dress. Let me be out there. Let me try to sneak on for a play or two. But no, they nipped that in the bud. So it was definitely a weird feeling. But I mean, it was necessary. I was the most snaps played in the league, so I knew I needed my legs to have a rest.
But they just jacked up your consecutive start streak. They just screwed it. If you were going to start they just messed it up, but it's all good. But no, but seriously, I think you guys, some of you guys needed it. A couple guys on the defensive line, Aziz and Lawrence needed it. You did it as well because, I mean, I joked with you last week that you only played 95% of the plays. This season has been a grind for you all. physically any football season is, how prepared or how re-energized does the team feel going into the playoffs? And for most, it was unexpected, you know, from outside of the organization that this team would make it. But how energized are you guys right now?
Oh, we're fired up. You know, our off days today, and a lot of guys are in the building right now just getting an extra workout in, you know, meeting extra. Guys are fired up. You know, playoff time is an exciting time. A lot of us haven't been in this position. I haven't been in this position. And so that juice that you have early in the season, maybe you're running to every ball, you're going all out, like, that is back. And so we're really excited for this opportunity.
But how do you balance, and you should be, how do you balance, though, back to Tiki's question about you and a few of the other guys not playing in Week 17, which we totally understand, but Week 18, Game 17, how do you balance staying sharp versus shutting it down and then having to rev it back up so fast in such a high-profile game so quickly?
Yeah, I think we did a good job because I was practicing all last week, even though, you know, I didn't play in the game. Mm-hmm. I was prepping because, you know, Eagles team, not to get ahead of ourselves, but it's a possibility to see them in the future. And so I was mentally sharp for the whole week. I was practicing and everything. And then, yeah, I had the day off, but now just get a little extra cardio in. And, you know, the wear and tear of the game is different than, say, you're practicing or you're working out.
Yeah.
And so I was able to avoid that. They were able to avoid that with some of the starters. But, you know, that that cardio, all that, your body's still primed and ready to go, though.
So we're talking to Julian Love of the Giants, 4:30, Minnesota. You guys were out there last month, and I mentioned that when I introduced you. I didn't say that it was a 61-yard field goal that sent you guys home with a tough loss, which, as we know, it was. In terms of you knowing them, them knowing you intimately, you guys obviously prepared for them on film. You just saw them. Is there an advantage? Who would have the advantage in going back to play the same team in the same venue within really a couple of weeks? Any advantage?
You know, I bet you if you ask them, they say they would have an advantage. I know.
Well, we're asking you. We don't care about the Vikings. We care about the Giants, Julian. We want you to have the advantage.
I think, you know, like, same with, like, division games. Like, there's a familiarity now, especially that we didn't play them that long ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did a lot of things right in that game, but we did some key things wrong. And then it still took a 61-yard field goal to win. You know, there's a confidence right now going into this playoffs that we can make a run, starting with Minnesota, of course. And, you know, we feel good. I know we feel good going back there.
You know, one of the things that I think got the little bit of view last week defensively. I'm not talking offensively because there were mistakes offensively, you know, interception. He had a fumble, you know, by Bellinger. But defensively, you guys let both Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson go for over 100 yards. If there's one of those guys you got to limit, pretend, who hurt you less?
Oh, who hurt us less?
Yeah. No, who will – who, like, if you, as you as you analyze them, like, who's the more danger? Who's most dangerous? And,
I mean
– and who hurt you less? Because it's hard.
I feel like he was in an MVP race, but Justin Jefferson, I mean, he's the guy that makes them go. You watched their last week game, not this week against the Bears, but their last week against the Packers.
Yeah.
He's the guy who gets it going. If you address him, then you got to make the other guys play ball and make the other guys try to beat you. But that's, you know, number one priority going into this week. Obviously, Hockenson's a great player, Pro Bowl player. We got to account for him as well, but 18 makes him go.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I'm assuming that Adoree Jackson's going to be able to go. Like, where do you have any idea? What can you share? Is he going to be healthy, you know, to play this coming weekend?
Truthfully, I'm not sure what to do, if he's going to play or not, but all I know is he's been ramping up, he's been practicing, he's been getting those reps, and he looks good to me. You know, he's been working out, doing all the things, and so I'm not sure. I'll find out more tomorrow as we practice and see where he's at in the game plan. But, yeah, I mean, we get some guys back, which is also huge for us this playoff run.
So, Julian, I don't want to unnecessarily stir anything up here, but I'd be remiss. I wouldn't do my job if I didn't ask the question. Is there anything boiling within the building that Davis Webb could possibly unseat Daniel Jones here as the starting quarterback for the Giants in this game?
You know, there has been some speculation throughout the building. Davis is a guy who is super sharp, who is basically a, you know, player coach, in the sense that he's super competitive and is in there practicing, helping out our defense and all that stuff. But he's also give me some really good insight for both the offense and defense every week. They trust him in that role. And so I think you just let you saw kind of his mind and his competitiveness take over a little bit in that game this weekend.
You know, you said before that you think that, you know, one game at a time, but you think you guys could get on a little roll. It's almost unfair to even throw this at you, but I want to take it a little step further. Obviously, you guys enter every season with the highest aspirations. Every team that starts first day of camp, their goal is to win a Super Bowl, and then a lot of teams don't make the playoffs. Teams get quickly bounced. But one thing about the Giants, when they make the playoffs, they usually do something big. Describe the internal level of conviction that you guys can actually win. I know this is really pushing it far down the road, but engage me if you can. Lombardi number five. I mean, is that even talked about?
You know, there is just a different buzz in the building right now with the staff, with the players. Like, yeah, just give us opportunity and let's see what could happen. I mean, if you look at, you know, I think it was since 11, that Super Bowl run, there's only been two other times that we've been in the playoffs, 11, 16, and now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that, but.
No, you're right.
I mean, like, we got to understand what it is. And one of those teams, you know, was 9-7 going into the playoffs. And so it is an exciting time. Obviously, we got to take it one game at a time, but we feel confident ourselves to make a run. When we look at, you know, we beat, I think, 9 playoff eligible teams, 8 playoff eligible teams this year. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to go forward.
Yeah, it is exciting, but it's also, you know, I think a testament to what this team is made of from the standpoint of the players, the coaching, you know, how he's got those guys prepared you, how they prepared you guys as players for every single week. I mean, you see it. People would ask me, are the Giants going to win this game? I don't know. But you know what? It's going to be close, right? They're going to give themselves a chance to win. I mean, Brian Daboll has been a godsend for Giants fans and for former Giants players for what he's brought to this organization. But as you guys go into this week, what is his message to you guys?
I mean, his message to us is really, you know, we had a regular season's over. We accomplished what we wanted to do in the regular season to get into the playoffs, into the dance, and just take it one week at a time. Maybe step up your preparation a little bit. You know, all that extra stuff outside of the building maybe can hold off for a few weeks. But, you know, he wants us to be locked in. And so, yeah, I mean, having him this year is crucial because he has that experience, maybe not as a head coach, but as somebody who's been in the playoffs. And, yeah, he's let guys just be themselves. He let guys' personality show, which I think is what you've seen all season long. When we're at our best, guys are just being themselves, having fun, not afraid to make mistakes, putting it on the line. And so that's the biggest thing I thought he brought to us.
I feel like he humanized the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Humanized everybody. We're people. Let's have fun. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to be a little raw, but we're going to be humans.
No, exactly right. I mean, that video you always see of him pulling up his jersey on the job in the pickup truck.
I know.
It's like, come on, you don't wear a suit. Yeah, the suit is the most outlandish thing in that video.
Does he travel in a suit? He does, doesn't he?
Hell no.
He's a hoodie guy.
I have never seen him wear a suit.
Hoodie. He wore that for his first communion and had to dust it off, right?
Hey, Julie,
let me ask you this. We're talking to Julian Love of the Giants. Everybody's pumped. Sunday's going to be awesome. Hopefully, we'll have more football to talk about for a long time with your team this year. Every team. Now, for my team, I could point to something bad. But for you as a Jets fan, every team has a moment of inflection. It could be a win. It could be a loss. It could be a moment within a game, a specific play. If I said to you, Julian, in your opinion, what was the most pivotal point this season for the Giants? What would it be?
I'm going to say, I think of two moments.
Okay. Well,
the first moment is week one, Tennessee. I think it's overtime or getting ready to go. Or no, last minute of the game.
Yeah.
Overtime. And Saquon and the offense converts a two-point conversion to put us up. Mm-hmm. That moment, I think, just was a catalyst for our confidence and our momentum going into the year and realizing what we can accomplish as a team.
Us as fans, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. And then the second moment, I think, is the London game against Green Bay. I think at that point, you know, Green Bay was, you know, whatever. People were talking about them highly. And we were kind of the first team to knock them off. But just that win in that setting, you know, they felt like they had control of the whole game, and we come back and win the game. I think, right, okay, now we're buzzing. And then you see the Ravens game the next week with the win. And so I think those two moments of the Green Bay game and that Tennessee game just really defined kind of who we can be this season.
Yeah, that's, you know, awesome. It's interesting because it made you feel – this is as a fan and as an analyst, they're never out of a game. I mean, other than the Eagles game, which has kind of got away from you guys, and I excoriated you for the first Eagles game. Other than the Eagles game, it never felt like you all were out of it. You always felt like, yeah, well, they just need a couple plays here and they can get back into this game. And I think that's a testament to a team that can win in any situation. And as you guys head out to Minnesota, all of us are believing Giants are winning this game. And I'm sure you guys feel the same way.
Oh, no, we feel really confident going into this game because we know what it means. It means a lot to the people in the building, not just the players, but the staff. You just see the emotion in everybody's eyes. Everyone's working a little harder this week knowing that we are prepping to make a run.
Nice to see the Giants back in the playoffs. It's a natural fit. It's awesome. Julian, it's been a pleasure chatting. I know we'll chat after the game, hopefully start teeing up another playoff game after a win. But first things first, good luck out there in Minnesota. Go get it, man. Let's get that dub, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Julian.
Good luck, man.
Julian Love here of the Giants, of course, all year. Just a class act. He won the award, too. God, I forget the name off the top of my head, but for like the either like it's combination of most accessible and like friendliest, media, something with the media award that he won for the Giants.
The good guy, I forget what it's called.
It's along the lines of the good guy award. Yeah, well, not surprising. Yeah. He's a great kid.
Nah, he's the best, without a doubt. We love having him on every week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.